So first I'll read 36. Narayana Pandit Eka Bhadi Udhara Chaitanya Charna Binu Nahi Jara Ara. Narayana Pandit, the 14th branch, a great and liberal devotee, did not know any shelter but Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Purport. Narayana Pandit was one of the associates of Srivas Thakur. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata, 9th chapter, verse 93, that he went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri with Srivas Thakur's brother, Shri Ram Pandit. Shri Mana Pandit Shakha Prabhura Nija Bratya Dyoti Darena Yave Prabhu Karena Nritya. The 15th branch was Shriman Pandit, who was a constant servitor of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to carry a torch while the Lord danced. Purport. Shriman Pandit was among the companions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the Lord performed Sankirtan. When Lord Chaitanya dressed himself in form of the goddess Lakshmi and danced in streets of Nadvip, Shriman Pandit carried a torch to light the way. Shuklambar Brahmachari Bada Bhagyavan Yara Anna Magi Kadi Khaila Bhagavan. The 16th branch, Shuklambar Brahmachari, was very fortunate because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jokingly or seriously begged food from him, or sometimes snatched it from him forcibly and ate it. Purport. It is stated that Shuklambar Brahmachari, an inhabitant of Navdvip, was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first companion in the Sankirtan movement. When Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya after initiation, he stayed with Shuklambar Brahmachari because he wanted to hear from this devotee about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Shuklambar Brahmachari collected alms of rice from the inhabitants of Navdvip, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took pleasure in eating the rice that he cooked. It is said that Shuklambar Brahmachari was one of the wives of the Yajnik Brahmins during the time of Lord Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan. Lord Krishna begged foodstuffs from the wives of the Yajnik Brahmins, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a similar pastimes by begging rice from Shuklambar Brahmachari. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshna Milatam Yena Tasme Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yen Bhutle Swayam Rup Kadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shmat Bhakti Vidan Swamniti Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Garvani Pracharne Sheshane Vadi Pascha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskrit, Namchab Narottam, Devim Sasati Vyasam, Tato Jayam Diriyat. Vancha Kalpatra Vishpa, Asundu Vepchapati, Tanam Pavnebe, Vaishnabebe, Namo Namaha, Namo Vishnu Padai, Krishna Prashtaya Bhutish, Giraj Swamiti Namne. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's a beautiful verse. Shuklambar Brahmachari Bada Bhagyavan. He was so fortunate. Yara Anna Magi Kadi Khaila Bhagavan. See, Krishna is Atmaram, self-sufficient. He doesn't need any one of us. He doesn't need demigods. Because he is Krishna, he is God. He is self-satisfied. And here, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Bada Bhagyavan, he is so fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not even once, so many times, he snatched the rice from this beggar. He lived like a beggar. But actually, he was very rich. He was so rich, he was so wealthy in the devotion to Krishna. Materially, he would roam on the streets of Navdvip and beg some foodstuff from the inhabitants of Navdvip. And whatever he would beg, he would just cook it and offer to Krishna. And 24 hours, he was simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 24 hours, not even for one second, he would think anything else but Krishna. Generally, when we sit, we got so many problems in our minds. So many things disturbing us. Health, family, relations, wealth. So many needs in our society. So many things disturb our mind. This is not on our mind. Every living entity in this material world is disturbed. This is called kunta. But a pure devotee, when he establishes relationship with Krishna, he is not disturbed by any one of these calamities. Even while he is in this material world. A Shuklambar Brahmachari was not a conditioned soul. He was associate of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in these pastime he shows that how it is very difficult to live without money. Without, this is necessity. Everybody is just captured with this maya. But here Shuklambar Brahmachari is completely free from this anxiety. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strict in eating. When he was in Navdweep, at that time, when he was in Jagannath Puri, so many people will invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would only take from a Vaishnava, a Brahmana Vaishnava. Now, he would say, there's one condition, if you want to invite me for prasad. What is the condition? But you must be a Lakhpati. Lakhpati means 100,000. Or these days you can call millionaire. If you are a millionaire, if you are Lakhpati, only then I will eat in your house. Otherwise I will not eat. What does that mean, Lakhpati? In rupees? In pounds? No. The holy name of Krishna, that person who is chanting 100,000 names of Krishna, then I will eat in your house. Then I accept the prasad from your house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not take anywhere else. Why? Vishay anna khaye malin hoy man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that if you eat an is very important. An is to nourish our body. But the main, the food, it doesn't simply nourish our body. It brings the consciousness. Whatever you see, whatever food stuff you eat too much chilies, you'll see your consciousness is different. Sweets, whatever, bitter, salty, whatever, affects consciousness. And vishay anna khaye malin hoye man. When you eat from a vishay, person who is materially engrossed, if you eat that an, your mind will become like this. There is a saying in Hindi, jaisa khaye an, vaisa hoye man. Whatever you eat, you become like that. There is an English saying as well, isn't it? You are, sorry, something? Yeah. It affects consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict. Even Prabhupada, once he was in India, I've forgotten, it's a long time ago, I read this pastimes. I've forgotten the names, so that's why I've forgotten the names. Prabhupada went to some supporters, he was a rich man. So he invited Swamiji, come to stay in my house. So Prabhupada went with his disciples. So of course, he served. He put a big table, put the food in between, and whatever. So Prabhupada was not very pleased the way, you know, like people pick and normally devotees serve. We don't touch dirty hands. It was so nice. Chaitanya Swami trained something. When we started coming to temple, he used to come and I learned from him actually how one should serve the prasad and how one should honor the prasad. Anyway, Prabhupada was there and next morning, Prabhupada was not very happy. Prabhupada was not happy. Prabhupada said, let's pack up bags straight away, let's get out of this house. because nobody proper. So what happened? He said, this food stuff here is not very good, or this house. The certain time when Prabhupada went to somebody's house, and the devotee, Prabhupada was, he said, there was some onion they cooked, so some onions. This is not, that doesn't mean this is a sanction. Prabhupada is giving allowance, okay, you can eat onions. No. It was very rare incidents. So, because very important person, Prabhupada knew what cultivate, and the devotee said, Prabhupada, there's onion in it. Prabhupada said, there's no onion. And then again he said, Prabhupada, there's onion in it. Prabhupada said, there's no onion. There is no onion. So, because Prabhupada did not want, Prabhupada was meant to cultivate this family. For certain reason he did not, but on the other side, this time, to this family, Prabhupada said, no, let's get out. Why? He said, what is this? They ate only once in this house, and all the brahmacharis, everybody is sleeping, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. They should be up 4 o'clock. So Prabhupada said, even I did not feel very good. In Gaudiya Prabhupada, when he preached Krishna consciousness in the Western world, he was a little lenient. But even then, Prabhupada himself was very strict. A devotee was drinking the glass.
Water?
Prabhupada never touched. Why? Because if you touch lips, your glass is contaminated. You can't touch Bhagavad with the dirty hands. Your hands are dirty. One devotee was in, I won't name it if I'm doubtful. There are a couple of, I won't mention, but anyway, he was just, while in Prabhupada's room in Vrindavan, while he was sitting like this, he drank the water, and then he touched his knees like this. Prabhupada said, that's malecha, that's dirty. You just drank the water, and you're touching your knees, your hands are dirty. So Prabhupada told him, but these are the certain, anyway, these are another details. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict, taking food stuff in the devotees' houses. And here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the food stuff from Shuklambar Brahmachari. Now, Shuklambar Brahmachari is a beggar. He is begging food stuff, so you don't know what sort of karma these people have got. But he is bringing the food and he is offering to Krishna. Now here is a very important point. See, every different, in the world, everybody has conditioned with different types of karmas. So when you take anybody's food, you are sharing their karmas. And when you share your karmas, you don't know what sort of person that person is. Now if you bring that, if you offer to Krishna everything, that is Mahaprasad. That you can take, there is no karma, because Krishna can digest any karma of anybody. But if you use for your own personal sense gratification, even a little one grain, you are liable for the karma. Everything used for Krishna's service. Prabhupada was free from this. Why? Because Prabhupada never used any single thing for himself. Somebody would give him a ring, he would take. Then he will give somebody else. Watch, he will wear the watch, he will take a few days, then he'll give it to somebody else. 3 suits Prabhupada used to keep only. One he was wearing, his little briefcase he used to carry, and one in a laundry and one wash. So servant was always 3 suits Prabhupada used to use. Not 10 suits. Prabhupada never used anything for him, everything for Krishna. Hence free from karma. But when we use, and then karma is very, in India, people are very, very careful about karmic reactions. Actually, if you eat in the utensils of these people, even then you share the karma. Not only in the money-wise, not on the food stuff, that's why people who goes, not only smarta Brahmins, we should not be simply saying, oh, this is smarta Brahmins, or we are devotees, no problem. Or we can do it. We are doing service, Krishna service, so no problem. No, 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 no. We may be doing Krishna service, but in order to do that, If we do, we have to, we are taking deliberately for Krishna's. If there is some karma is coming, we are going to preaching. So alright, for the Krishna's sake we are doing this. This is service. But still we have to, as much as we can avoid. That's why Prabhupada said, we should not eat anything. We should eat only Krishna prasad. I was reading 1969 with Allen Ginsberg. And Prabhupada is saying, no. Our job is simply only Krishna prasad. We don't eat anything else. We don't eat in, you believe it or not, in India, I don't know, I mean, how many people have experienced. I've seen not one family, so many families. This is very common in Hindus in North India. Now contamination come up, Kali Yuga. Some ladies are so pious, so many ladies, they said they allow some husband, if they start eating meat outside or something, and then the ladies would said, okay, you're not allowed to come, even the husband. They will tell the husbands. I've got these, not one, two, not so many relatives of mine own. My aunties will tell, oh, you're not allowed to come in the house. If you eat, you can't eat in these utensils now because you have eaten meat. So some families who they eat, they will have two different sets of utensils in India. And then they will keep that, they tell the husband that in this kitchen you're not allowed to bring all your utensils. You want to cook meat? Okay, cook meat. But outside the house. Eat outside, then you come. But these utensils you can't bring in. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now, he is taking this a beggar, he must have begged from so many people. But here, what is his qualification? His qualification is simply, he is so humble devotee. Brahmanas, when they were performing here, Prabhupada explaining, Brahmanas in Vrindavan, when Krishna told the Gopas, go and tell the Brahmanas, it's evening, we are hungry, so send your food stuff, they are performing yagyas. And these Brahmanas refused. Who is Krishna? So they are Brahmans. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Brahmana, what does it mean? Brahmana is not just taking birth. Brahman, who knows Brahm? What is Brahm? Beyond this bodily concept. Who knows that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. Then, acting on that platform, Brahma janati. But that Brahman, even they could not recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then they say, oh, they have refused to give us. They are performing yagyas, but they don't know who the yagya purusha is. Alright, go to the ladies. Went to the ladies. Oh, Krishna wanted? Immediately they said, oh yeah, take it. No problem, don't worry about husbands. Take this food stuff. So they given all the food stuffs to the gopas. So that yagnik purusha is the yagnik wife of the yagya, of the brahmanas, and that is Shuklambar Brahmachari. And Krishna is hungry for food stuff? No, he's not hungry. Radharani is, when Radharani cooks, every time she cooks, there's a new dish. So if anybody is a good cook, if any Mataji thinks that I'm a very good cook, oh, you know, but then, forget it. You're not a cook. Why? Because you can't cook. You may cook one item, same way. You may know 2 items, 3 items, 10 items, 15 items. But Radharani cooks every day a new item. Not every day, every time she cooks, there's a new item for pleasure of Krishna. So Krishna is not that, you know, he needs our food stuff. In Jagannath Puri, we go. In Jagannath Puri, what does he do? There is so much food stuff, 56 items every after half an hour. So do we think Krishna is hungry for our food stuff? No. He's simply hungry for one thing, because Shuklambar Brahmachari had only one quality. What was the quality? The quality, people were thinking he's simply a beggar. Navdvip, people did not recognize him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is performing this pastime for us. He's showing us how we should perform. Sometimes devotees say, oh no, I think this is for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's too exalted, you know. It's not for us. It is for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
came to teach us how one should surrender to Krishna, how one should worship Krishna. Okay, we are not able to, you know, to do fully. At least let's go, let's do. It is for us. And what was the pastime happened? Jai Shishi Radha Gokulan Ji Ki Jai. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Shri Govinda Prabhupada Ki Jai. And what was the beauty with these pastimes? Because the inhabitants of Navdweep, they thought he is merely a beggar. So they did not give any recognition to him. But who recognized him? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized him. Sutsarpa adi binirmuktam tatpartena nirvanam. Rishiken na Rishiken sevnam bhakti ruttate. So, if we expect some recognition, then that person with the flute, he is far away from us. Yes, somebody will recognize you. Yes, very nice, Prabhu. Oh, you've done very good. There was one devotee I know. You know what he said to me? Which is very nice. He said to me, this one devotee said, when I told him something, and I respect this devotee a lot. And he said to me, he said, you know what? And he was not false humility. He said, actually, this praising is a poison. When somebody praises us, we may think, oh no, Prabhu, I'm very humble. Externally, we may try to become humble, but internally, oh, very nice, thank you, praising me. Oh yes, this is very nice. I really like to hear it. Okay, it is nice, because sometimes encouragement, you need sometime encouragement. But subtle, it is poison. It is poison, subtle way. Let Krishna recognize. If Krishna recognize, Shuklambara Brahmachari was recognized by Krishna. And hence, Krishna is taking from prasad, eating the prasad. Prasad is not ordinary thing. We are taking as a granted all these things. This is not ordinary. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hearing Krishna's name, do you think it is just very cheap? Oh no. It is not cheap. It is very rare. Mrushnam sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhate. After many, so many millions of people, one will become a jnani out of so many jnanis. One really understands what is really Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante. After many births, one come to understand this Krishna is a God. Do you think it's easy? No, it's not easy. Shantuntagadam papam janananam punyakarmanam. So many punyakarma in the previous birth. So many punyakarma in this birth. Then somehow or other, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Paradayate. Somehow or other, with the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even we may not have done anything good, even may not have any good qualities, even we may not have done any piety in the previous birth, even we may not have done any piety in this birth. But the only good opportunity is because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are able to hear Prasade sarva dukkhanam, hearing what is the prasad, the best prasad, the mercy of Krishna, which takes all the miseries away. That is, which is hearing the name of Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Every time our tongue is uttering the name, every time we are hearing the name of Krishna, devotee is doing kirtan in the morning. We are hearing, chanting and discussing about Krishna. Is rare? It is not. It is it is, you think it's common? No, it's not common. It's very, very rare. It is extremely rare. And taking prasadam of Krishna, wow. This is not easy. People are eating all sorts of abominable. They cannot even understand. Yesterday I went to somebody, one to meet somebody, some client of mine, and one of his staff. So I normally take prasad. So I had some prasad with me. So I went. So this girl, she chants on and off. She is still a meat eater on and off. So I go and said to her, I said, Raj, there's a prasad for you. She said, she still called me, you know, my old name. She said, oh, Raman bhai, I can't take, can I take later? I said, no, this is prasad, but I could smell something very bad. She was holding something, so I thought maybe she has. So then she said, she could not tell me what she's eating. But she's like, to me, she's a child, you know, 23, 24, 25. So I treat her like a child. So I said, oh, Raj, hope you're not eating any abominable things. I'm so sorry, I am eating that. Anyway, but this is good. This is a culture, Indian culture. She's a Punjabi girl. And Indian culture, she ran inside. She may have put whatever she was eating or finished whatever. And then she washed the hands or whatever she came. And then she's... So I just had a little talk. I explained. So I start talking a little about not, shouldn't eat meat or whatever. I asked her one question. I said, do you ever feel this when you, this, we are giving suffering to some people? But people don't think like that. Can you imagine? They don't even think they're giving suffering to some animals. They think it's just okay. Ordinary is just a food. Because it's a mode of nature, it's a mode of ignorance. They cannot recognize they are eating abominable acts. They are doing abominable act, eating abominable food stuff. People are starving. But here, with the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are getting prasad. And what happens with prasad? Bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jal, bhakti bhukti sheshatina mahabal. What is the powerful thing in the devotional service? When we are doing this devotional service, what is the powerful? Bhakta pada dhuli, the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees. What do? We offer our Guru Puja, then we touch the feet of Prabhupada. Bhakta pada dhuli, taking the dhuli, the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, you touch the feet. Why do we touch the feet? Taking the dust of the Vaishnavas devotees. Bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jal. The water from the feet of devotees, that purifies. That is the most powerful. And third item, most powerful is bhakta pada dhuli, bhakta pada jala. Bhakti bhukti shesh, remnants of devotees, that purifies you. Jaisa khaya anna vaisa hai man. You eat the remnants of devotees of Krishna, then your heart become pure because they are all devotees. They are always thinking of Krishna as their consciousness is. Our consciousness becomes like that. You know the story when Rukmani ji told to Krishna said to Dwarkadish, Krishna said, Rukmani, you do not give, because she used to distribute remnants from the plate. And she was saying, you do not give anything from my plate to anybody. Rukmani said, okay. Narad ji came one day and Krishna was very nicely taking some prasad or bhoga, and he came, he asked Rukmani ji, Mata, can you give me some remnants of Krishna? And Rukmani ji could not resist. This is the beauty. Even Krishna said, don't do it. Even then devotees do it. Krishna said, don't preach to the non-devotees. But Prabhupada said, even then we are taking risk, we are preaching to the non-devotees. This is the mercy of devotees. So Rukmani Devi, Mother Rukmani took some prasad from the plate of Krishna, gave to Naraji, look, take it. Naraji ate, immediately started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He was chanting, he became mad. Okay, what happened? Brahma said, Brahma, so what happened to your son? What's wrong with you? Oh, no, I had some prasad of Dwarkadish. I cannot stop my tongue, I cannot stop my ears, I cannot stop my arms, I cannot stop my legs. They're just jumping, automatically chanting Hare Krishna all the time. Okay, have you got some? No, I haven't got some. I ate all of it. Oh, must be something in your hands. So Brahma took something from the hands a little bit. Moment he took, immediately they affected. Even he started dancing, both son and father start dancing. Oh, Shiva said, what happened to you? You are normal people. You know, people call, normally they call, were you normal people, you become Hare Krishna? No, we are Hare Krishna. This is normal. People who are not Hare Krishna, they are not normal. You know? So Shiva said, what's, why it's some prasad? Oh, acha, have you got some? No, I haven't got it. We ate. Must we see, let's see, maybe some little grain in you. Moment they saw in the little nails, little teeny weeny grain. Oh, give me please. Shiva put in his mouth. And can you imagine, he eat datura, he eat bhang, so much intoxication, even halahal could not affect him. Shiva is so powerful. Halahal, poison, he taken the entire poison like this. He concentrated the poison, then he drank it. This poison is not ordinary. So 3 drops from that, all the reptiles and the snakes and the cobras and the, you know, king cobras and all these, this poison came only from 3 drops. Can you imagine, the entire world became, the some of the reptiles, they became simply poisonous, simply from 3 drops. So you can imagine what sort of poison Lord Shiva drank. But it did not affect him. But that tiny little grain, the Mahaprasad of Dwarkadish, when he ate, immediately he became in ecstasy. He started dancing like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All Brahmaji, Naradji, Shiva, they all start dancing. That's the effect of Mahaprasad. Durga Parvati asked, my dear husband, what's the problem with you? You're normal? You become Hare Krishna, what's that? There's effect of Prasad. Where is my prasad? He said, Krishna's prasad. I'm your wife, please give me some. No, it was so tiny, little grain. I've just taken it. It's an effect of that. She meditated for 10,000 years. Can you imagine? For 10,000 years she meditated on Krishna. Krishna appeared, mother, why are you meditating? You're the mother nature. You're the whole responsibility I've already given you. You're controller of all the living entities in the material world. Everybody, maya dakshina prakriti. What else do you want? Why are you meditating? Shiva is your husband. What do you want? My lord, yes, I am your external nature, but one thing I want, please grant me one thing. I meditated for 10,000 years simply for one desire. What is that? That I want your remnants every day. That's all I want. Simply your remnants, nothing else. Okay, mother, if that is your, of course, Krishna is no mother, but he said to Parvati, all right, when I come in a Daru form in Kali Yuga, when I come as Jagannath Puri, Neelachal, then I will eat every half an hour chappan bhog, not even little bit. Narada, Shiva, Brahma, they own little bit prasad. But chappan bhog will be offered, that will be the best mahaprasad. But after that, once I eat, the entire bhoga will be offered to you. You will take the prasad of mine first. So that is why in Jagannath Puri, there is a temple, Bimla Devi temple, Durga's temple, Bimla Devi. And that is why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he desired a son, please give me one son who can deliver the entire world, where we can preach, he can preach to the world this Krishna consciousness message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur named his son Vimla Prasad, Prasad of Vimla Devi. So we all eat Prasad of Vimla Devi. From Krishna, it comes to Vimla Devi. This is the prasad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking this prasad. This is so this this from Shuklambara Brahmachari, because Shuklambara Brahmachari is very pure devotee. He's in his bag. He's hiding the gem in his bag. He was not hiding simply some begging rice. He's a gemstone is in his bag. Ramanujacharya, he ate once, and he just threw something in the Ganga. Immediately he saw the fishes, so many fish. They came, they ate, then immediately they attained the four-armed Vishnu form. Oh, what is that? The disciples asked Ramanujacharya, Gurudev, how can that happen? They ate your Mahaprasad, remnants of yours, and they are attaining four-armed form, Vishnu form. We eat every day your remnants. What happened to us? Because we are taking offense, we are not taking prasad. We are taking gulab jamun rasgulla. Oh, Prabhu, give me this samosa, is good. Which devotee, and I've forgotten the name, his face is rotating, his Prabhupada's servant, and every day, when Prashad, Mahaprashad plate will go to Prabhupada, Prabhupada will honor some Prashad, and then he will say, okay, after that, distribute to the devotees. So devotees will do this, okay. When Prabhupada knew, Prabhupada said, mix everything else. So they will mix the whole thing. And then they say, no, just give me a little bit. So, but that devotee ate Prabhupada Prashad. It's very powerful. So we should take Prashad. So many stories, we can sit here and talk hours. When Prabhupada was traveling somewhere in a plane, and one air hostess, Prabhupada was so kind. You don't eat. But Prabhupada then offered, even in the plane, he made them doing some service. He can do it. He can digest. Digestion power is there. If Prabhupada would take from anywhere, from any karmi, anything, he told them, okay, make a milk. Now, Prabhupada could drink milk because Prabhupada could digest the karma of these people, but we cannot. Prabhupada asked them, okay, so this air hostess came with the milk. Prabhupada was eating some puffed rice. So this air hostess asked, oh, that looks very nice. What are you eating? And Prabhupada, with his own remnants, he gave it to this air hostess. This is one of air hostess he ate. Oh, very nice. Now, Prabhupada is known. This air hostess was somewhere else. I read this story, and there, I don't know which part of this in America, somewhere in a very remote area. And one day, one devotee went to, he said, okay, let's go to the remote areas, because this is the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went to extreme remote area, somewhere, distributing Prabhupada books. So he knocked the door, one house. So this lady saw. So he said, okay, this is this, whatever, he had his own lines how to distribute books. As you know, different distributor has different ways to approach people. So when he showed, so this lady, she said, oh, come in. He was shocked. There's such a nice respect this lady is giving. Remote area, Western world. So she invited this devotee in the house. I'm sorry, the names, because I read and sometimes I forget the names, so. So anyway, she invited this devotee in the house. And when he went in the house, he saw this nice, beautiful altar of Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then this lady, she said, actually, I met your guru, Prabhupada. She gave me the puffed rice. And that's the effect of that. She said, I only met once the Hare Krishna devotee. Before that devotee, the only one meeting of Hare Krishna was this devotee. Somehow that she attained books from somewhere. She started chanting Hare Krishna by reading Prabhupada books. She started offering the food stuff. She became devotee. And what was that? Taking prasad. Prasade sarva dukhanam. So we should try to honor the prasad. Prasad is, yes, Radha Gokulnanda Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gaur-Nitaya Prabhupada take prasad. We are taking prasad. Prasad is the entire Krishna consciousness is prasad. Prasad is not only this prasad, only we are eating prasad, that is we are taking prasad. Chanting Hare Krishna is prasad. This garland is prasad. Association of devotees is prasad. This is mercy. Hearing the names of Krishna is prasad. So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the only qualification of receiving the prasad is appreciating the prasad, honoring the prasad is the quality we have to understand from Shuklambar Brahmachari. The quality is only humility. The quality is no recognition. Forget it. Nobody recognizes you. Don't let recognize. Temple doesn't recognize, no problem. Some devotee may, Krishna is arranging. Let Krishna recognize. So we share this Krishna consciousness by reading Srila Prabhupada books, constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Then feel the bliss. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So anybody likes to any question? Yeah.